I simply couldn't make it through this list without bringing some of the most impactful stories of the year on the business front. Not only were we sad to see our local Kmart, Payless Shoes, and Max Corner Cafe close down, we've also been fortunate to welcome several new businesses, see the building starts of a new bank, and watch our small crowded Bomgars move into a much larger customer-friendly location. And things aren't over yet. We can expect to see an ever-changing landscape in Carroll in 2018. Probably one of the most difficult things about this job is dealing with the heartbreak of certain stories, but the ones that are the most fun to work on are usually the ones our listeners also find the most fun to read. They all came through for a Coon Rapids Iowa State University fan in September when a friendly bet over the Iowa State-Iowa game landed him in some unfavorable gear for quite some time. Evan Subert took the wager, however, and turned it into a positive for others. The bet was he had to wear Iowa Hawkeye gear for 1 week, but he expanded that into several months when he offered to continue to wear the clothing as long as people continued to give it to him. After wearing the last shirt, he then donated it all to charity. And if you heard me talk on the radio, then you know there probably was not anybody in the area more excited than I was to learn in May that Carroll would become home to their own brewery, Carroll Brewing Company. We all know that Carroll County has a fondness and appreciation for libations, and we will all be able to enjoy the fruits of the labor put in by John Crook, Nick Troe, and their entire staff. We can expect the renovated power plant on the corner of 5th and Clark Streets to open early in 2018. And sometimes we come to work and find that truth really is stranger than fiction. Some days it becomes hard to believe that what I am seeing or hearing in an official report can be true, but it is. I will never forget the day I received notification that authorities in Jefferson had arrested a woman who was caught on video removing alcohol bottles from a shelf in a local business, carrying them to the bathroom, then attempting to flush them down the toilet. The truly strange thing about this story is that she likely would have gotten away with it, except the small bottles lodged in the plumbing and the toilets had to be pulled to remove the blockage. This led store employees and officials to the video surveillance system to identify the woman. But she was apprehended, probably earlier than expected, when she came back to the store the next day and attempted to do the exact same thing. And we cannot close out 2017 without touching on the phenomenal story of how the love of a pair of parents has forever changed the city of Carroll. I've been privileged to write not one and not even two, but probably more than half a dozen stories about Pat and Allie Tegas, who started an entire movement by working to provide a play area for all children, including those with physical and developmental disabilities. Kellen's Kingdom started out as some playground equipment on special surfacing in one city park and has now blossomed into not only a much larger park area with a proposed addition of equipment in other parks, but has also given rise to the idea of bringing a Miracle League baseball and softball field to Carroll. And the Teguses aren't done yet. Once they get construction rolling in 2018, Allie says it's then time to get busy bringing the lack of truly handicap-accessible park features to the attention of our state legislators. Some of these stories will be left in 2017, some will carry forward into 2018, and we will likely be happy about that in many respects. But what I can tell you is that no matter the story, it's been my distinct pleasure to be part of this team that brings them to you each and every day. Happy New Year. And this is Carroll Broadcasting News Director Chantel Grove, looking forward to bringing you more good news than bad in 2018.